Palma Hebt Zachon. The Maisa tonight is Pesach Sheni. It's Yudalad Benis B'Siva, B'Iyo. It's called Pesach Sheni. Shebizman Shebisamikdosh, people that didn't do Pesach Rishon, do Pesach Sheni. So Shailet Bisamikdosh will be Nivne tomorrow. We do Roiv Tzibur or not. All of those Mashiach. It's clear, it's Bezos Hashem, Mashiach, this Amidosh will be built tomorrow, if we'll be talking Makir Pesach Sheni, but two men, again, it's the Rai needs to. But the Maise, the Minig is, Anshi Maise v'chsidim anoyeg to eat matzahs in Pesach Sheni. This is the Minig. Maise, I think the Yeshiva also, they serve matzah tomorrow, chutz from bread. Now, the Minig to eat matzah, be'etzem, is not so poshut, because the Minig to eat matzah in Pesach is with the Pesach. And even the tomorrow is Pesach Sheni, so they were makriv the Pesach Yudalet, but the Maaseh they ate the Pesach would be Leil Shabbos really. So basically, the right time to eat matzah would be tomorrow night. So Sido Andere Taki they have such a minig, and they also makriv to eat matzah tomorrow night, Leil Shabbos and the Suda. The Maaseh the main minig is Taki to eat matzah only by day. And one of the makaris is. That state that the matzahs that Klal Yisrael took out of Mitzrayim, they ate ad Yudalet Be'ir. And that matzah that they took out was left over to Yudalet Be'ir. So, Bemele, Amnon Zogin, from this came the minhag to eat matzahs and Pesach Sheni. But Mekon Mekon, does it the minhag. I want Be'etzim a little bit to go in to Hilchis Boine. It's one of the melachos d'oraisa in Hilchos Shabbos. And this melacha, I will try more to go duch, a little bit klolim, but the klolim are really not so lemaisadik, to go duch all different echatimtses. Some are d'oraisa, some are d'rabbonon. Nisht alemol it's klol, what is d'oraisa and what is d'rabbonon. I will try to, you know, some zachen I will say just also a muta because it's hard to know if it's the reis or the rabbanon. But a person has to know that a person that doesn't know Hilchos Boine and Shabbos, he could be mamish nichshel yedo Shabbos, mamish yisuri the reis, mamish yisurim gmurim, at least lefi chelik from the shittas. So let me gain duch. It's a meloche that is called meleches boine and meleches soisa. Main part of this meloche, as I think everyone knows, you're not allowed to build a house. This is poshut. To take bricks, to put cement, to put a house together, das is boine. Dachzach is poshut. If you break the house, das hei soiso. Dachzach is poshut. Das is a meloche. Das is a meloche der reise. Boine ve soiso. In the Gemara is mevuer in Masech de Shabbos that in the Meleches Boine V'Soyser doesn't have to be only cement. The Gemara says if a person, Lemoshel, this is the case that the Gemara brings down, he's building a castle, Lamazagam. So you have this nice build, you know, you put like a bricks and you put more bricks and more bricks. And the Gemara says you put the top bricks. Even if you don't connect them with cement, you chayev mitzad boin. Then it's mevur in the Gemara that you could have a binyan with no cement. If we'll just use an example, a motion for our days, you have some people that have porches, and it's not so high, you know, the gate is not high enough, they order these nice, I don't know how they call them in English, for the flowers, and they put a couple around, and like this, the gate of the porch is higher. If you put this on Shabbos, Pashas is a melocha d'oraisa, no cement. Forget about the flowers, you just put a thing that has the flowers inside. You put it there for good. This is boin. This is called a melocha d'oraisa of boin. Now, boin is divided to two categories of melocha. Binyan bekarka, the binyan bekeli. Binyan bekarka is everything that is connected to the floor. Or a fridge, because it's arboim seor, has a din of a karka. A closet has a din of a karka. There's a lot of nafkaminas could be melachas deraisa. Binyan bekelim could be a small little thing. L'moshel, you have a spoon that is crooked a little bit. You know, they gave you to eat with a fork. You know, the little pieces are not exactly in the shiva. A lot of time it happens. You know, they're not so straight. Everyone goes to a different side. So you just spade it a little bit. This could be a melacha deraisa. Binyan bekelim. Could be to make a napkin in a nice shape. It's a melacha. It's boina. Most places can hold it. It's boina. Yeah, what is nice shape? You have mamish go fancy. Lekul almez also. You just, you know, fold it from one corner to the other one, like the most poshtem halach. Or you just stuff it inside a cup. Doesn't mean bichlal nishkin also. Again, these are different klolim. Well, slowly we'll get a picture what is boina. But this is called boina. That's the melacha of boina. So again, so we have boina bekarka and we have boina bekelim. And we'll see, it's different nafkaminas, tzivishin de boina bekarka and tzivishin de boina bekelim. I want to go mamish duch ichetimtzis one after each other. I think this is the only way to get a kinyan in boina. Now, but before we go in this klalim, there's another klal we have to know in boina. Sometimes Chazal will answer things in boina and they will call it Shemo Yitka. Again, I will go later on the protein, but let me to use the Echetimtze. A person has a sink in his dira, you know, and the way it goes, most sinks, today the Modernish have different, they have like this little, like they call it like a mixer, a little piece that goes to all the sides. Yeah, then a different problem, hot water and cold water and Shabbos. Yeah, but most normal houses have two sides, two floors, yeah? One for cold, one for hot. Now, the dark cloud it goes is like a little flower, how you call it, a little piece that, what?
A
knob. A knob. Now, it put a little screw with the cloud that connects it, and when you turn it, it opens and it goes off. A lot of times, this falls off. So for sure, to put it back in with the screw, but I think everyone knows that you're not allowed to. That's the melacha de reise. It's mamish boine. Could be you're not allowed to put it back even without the screw. Why? Could be it's a boine. And even if it's not boine, it will be a gzeira de rabbon on shema yitka. Maybe he will use the screw and he will put it back. So Chazal will ask her to do it. Or we'll see soon, Lamashal, a person comes to a toilet and the seat fell off the toilet. They have this plastic seat that normally is like two little white pieces that could plug it in the side. Now, it's a very matzui. Yeshiva Shadiris. No, you have to know the shadow of melochas. To put this back could be it's a melocha deraisa. To connect it back, for sure it's a melocha deraisa. This is chiyuv skila if you did it. Shaila is if to put it without connecting it, just, you know, for Echetimtzim for the sinning. If you're allowed to put it there, it's a Gzei Reshem HaYitka. Because if you start to put it there, that's a Melachas Dei Reis. I'm saying, all of these things, Olam Moshal, a handle goes out of the door. If you're allowed to put back the handle, could be a Dei Reis. Now, could be, will not be a Dei Reis, but could be Shem HaYitka. So, I think in Boine, the only way to have it klal is to go duch de chetimtzes. But I wonder we'll have the klalim. We have a klal, binyan bekarka, we said, and we have a binyan bekelim. We have shemo yitka. Then some zachen, we'll go do the aloches, we'll say, maybe it's not also, but it's also mit the rabbonon, shemo yitka. Shemo yitka, it's also mit the rabbonon. It's also shemo yitka, maybe he will make it stronger. And again, it's chilukim, melacha de reis and melacha de rabbana. Then it's a binyan le'oilom and it's a binyan le'sho. Some zach you do le'oilom, some zach you do le'sho. We have to know, maybe some of the reis and some of the rabbana. You have to understand, some person will hold to put the top of the high chair and the tray is boine, right? Putting it together. It's boina. It was not on, and you're boina. Some people ask, and some people don't matter. We'll have to go duch. Boina is kimat in every little thing that you do in Shabbos. It could be a shayla of boina. A person is going to marshal, being a bekeli, just to have a chetimtze. He's going with his glasses, and the glass fell out. So he pushes it in, quickly. It could be a melacha de reis. It could be a melacha de rabbanon. these all the chitimtzes that are shayach and boine. But I want a little bit to try to go keseder and halachas and to say different shidas apoiskim. I think it would be much easier to build up from them, because be'etzem is no gvul to boine. So let me gain a little bit different chitimtzes. It's one halacha the Mishneh Berurah brings down. I'm trying to take away the shverkeit. Maybe I'll mark the one more thing. It's be'etzem a similar melacha to boine that is called makke bepatish. When you finish to build something, when you fix something, it's called makke bepatish. And a lot of times in the Mishneh Berurah and a lot of different melachas of boine, maybe it says makke bepatish. And we have to know when a person builds a house, he's also makke bepatish be'etzem. He made a ganz a binyan. So we have to know when is boine, when is makir bepatish. But let me again say, the Mishneh Berurah in the beginning of Yuchis boine and Shin Yudalet, the Mishneh Berurah brings down a chetimtza of boine. I think everyone knows that you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos, but to know that it's a meloche. If a person takes a nail and he knocks it into the wall, this is called boine. I think this is pasha. Mishneh Berurah doesn't call it boine, but the ma'ase, all the boys can say that it's boine. It doesn't have to be dafka and nail. It could be a thumbtack, la mashal, and a sukkah. You just push it back in. There's a melacha d'oraisa. I think this most people know that you're not allowed to do that. And the same thing, you're not allowed to take it out. But la mashal, to take it out of your shoe, you're allowed to take. A lot of times you walk and you start to feel like a noise. So you look in the back of your shoe, you have a thumbtack stuck inside. Then there's no issue to take it out, because it's kalim and it's not kavua and you're not soisa. But from a wall, lekula alma, you're not allowed to stuck. Zogdem shul mezamen oyabach. They have, I don't know if they have it in America, now it's a soul, I know they have it for sure. I don't know how they call it, I'll try to explain, maybe someone will tell me what's the name. They have, you know, you're not allowed, the same thing, you're not allowed to put a nail in the wall, and you're not allowed to put a screw or a hook, all this out of the family. They have today, some people don't want to screw the screw inside. They have the vacuum as a, you, it's like a hook, like a suck. It sucks and it becomes, suction epis. So zakim shem zal neirbach. This is a melacha de reise to put it on in Shabbos. People think that it's mutter. It's a melacha de reise. Shem Zalman says it's also sai on the wall, sai on the fridge. A lot of people have the minigis, it's a geitzach on the fridge, these things. It's like a denki when I was a kid. It's a geitzach on the fridge. You put it and it stuck. Avada, if you have a shvachi one that 5 minutes falls every time, you know, so it's way easy to say, if you make it wet, it stays better. But if it's shvachi the whole time it falls, so could be ainu chanami says it's not catching. It's no din that, it's no din that this suction thing is a chisorim. But if it catches, upshem zalman holds, the nusach of it, we call it moisif ala binyan. Shmir Shabbos he brings down, Rav Shlomo Zalman told him that it's also. What about magnet? Well, magnet, Rav Shlomo Zalman, in Bnei Brak, some people, I didn't want to say it, we hold magnet is mutter. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in Bnei Brak, some people hold magnet is also boine. Rav Shlomo Zalman said magnet sinishken boine. It's on top of the fridge. It's not on the fridge. Magnet is mutter. I didn't want to speak about magnet. Then we'll have signs against. But holds magnet is mutter. I don't know what it would be if a person has, you know, they have these hooks for towels with magnets, like a flower with a very strong magnet also. Could be deer tag if a person puts it in a way that it stays forever. But they got the magnets, even if they hold the papers on the fridge, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, that's nish. It's the other thing Rav Shlomo Zalman said. They have a lot of time these letters, you know, the ABC letters magnet. This Rav Shlomo Zalman holds the Isur Koysef to put it in the fridge. Because Rav Shlomo Zalman explained, the letters, a letter that doesn't have a base, you can't read them. When they have a base, you read them. So Mele, he said to put them on the fridge, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Meloche von Koysef. If there's no spell, but like a picture of fruit, orange,
by yourself.
What do you mean? Stab a black piece of magnet?
Aleph,
a fruit. You mean oranges and apples, these kind of zachen.
Aleph
is koisiv. Aleph, not an aleph. Aleph, beis, gimel, dalet, ABC, also.
One aleph
is an issue to write one letter, Zakim Shomazalman. So Mamela, if you take the letter and you put it on a base, Shazamel Hodas Kaisi. But again, this is, it's good we ask, if people do it, Tak, it's good I to stop to do it already. But I'm saying, Magnet Lemaisa Shazamel Hoda, the issue that he was Mechadish, that it's Boine, to put this thing sucking on, it's only on these things and not on a magnet. Again, if you have a Chetimtze, the Zelbe Zachavada, you have the other kind of hooks, that this I think everyone knows that it's also, that have like a sticker, you peel off a little bit and you stick it. Then Lekulam it's also, I think this everyone knows that it's Boine. This I think no one does it in Shabbos. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was Mechadish Achidush, nicht alle are masking. Myself, I think it's not so posh that it's mutter, but let me say first what my Rebbe said. To take pictures off the wall and to put pictures on Shabbos. Again, we're not speaking about making the nails. This is a meloche deiraise. Meloche deiraise if you skile to put a nail inside the wall on Shabbos. We're talking that you have already a nail. It's a nice big picture of Adam God. You want to take it down to show it to someone. All the marshals. Some people, yeah, they have different gedolim. If you're the guest, they change the pictures, yeah? With this, we have a cause, this picture's out. Now, he wants to know, he's allowed to change a picture in Shabbos or not. He didn't chop. He met someone Shabbos night. He's inviting someone. Now, Yenim's a Talmud from Yenim. He wants to make Yenim happy. He changes the picture for Yenim. We're speaking first with Tzad Boine. You're allowed to or not? What is the Tzad? I want to explain. We said in the beginning that Boine doesn't have to be connected. Something that is dear forever is also called boina. Something that is dear forever is called boina. The same thing is on a clock. A person has a big clock. He wants to take it off and put it on Shabbos. He wants to know if you're allowed to or not. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds that you're allowed to. I'm leaving it dear forever. So Shlomo Zalman, I'll explain to you why it's mutter. It's a smaller form of Shlomo Zalman. It says like this. Why people don't screw the pictures into the wall? Why people don't screw the pictures into the wall? Because they don't want to spoil the picture, just in case they want to change it. So maybe they don't. So the meaning is that they don't want the picture to be a part of the wall. They want it to be hanging on the wall. Now, Rebbe Eliashiv said that even if we'll hold like Reb Shlomo Zalman, say, some people are machmir. Libi noikfi. I'm saying, the sugi. It's the libi noikfi that could be a chash day reise. But you know, avada you could follow some of Shlomo Zalman. Reb Eliashiv also, I think, holds that it's mutter. So Reb Eliashiv, but there's a problem with muktzeh of chisaron kis. The picture is muktzeh of chisaron kis because he says, what is the gather of muktzeh of chisaron kis? People, a muktzeh of chisaron kis means that you will not let people to play with it some. You marked it. You don't want people to start to touch the picture. Reb Moshe Feinstein holds that it's not Muktzeh of Chisaron Kis. But why is the Nefkei Minah? I know that for sure most people don't take off pictures. But a lot of time what it happens in a lot of houses is, you know, someone bangs the picture and it starts, it goes as a, you know, it's hanging halfway. It's not Gishmak. So the people that hold like Shlomo Zalman just go and organize it. And sometimes when you organize it, you have to pick it up a little bit, you know. It really leaves the place of the nail, it leaves it for a second, and you misader it. So here's the Nefkei Minah, I'm saying. I'm asking, I don't think no one here is really going to hang pictures in Shabbos. But like Shlomo Zalman, Avad Eluyit Suyer is a screw, that you have to screw the picture into the wall, then Avad is not allowed to do it in Shabbos. This is Boina. Now, the same thing Zogim Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to, they have a lot of time in the shuls, these big signs, you know, Sfira Soayim, Pasha Shavua, Yalavi Yavu, Yoltai, Pirkei Oves, all these Ach. Now, it's different ones. It's ones, the more Pashto one, like the Sfira Soayim one, you just change, you know, then you have one, then you have like the nice ones that go inside, like, you slide it in. You're allowed to do that. The Shmir Shabbos Tain is that is only one sign that you're not allowed to change in Shabbos. The same Talumoto. He holds it's Shadow from Boime. Because you wanted to be there for half a year. So the picture is not... You want today, tomorrow maybe you'll take it off. So he was misupik. The Shmuel Shabbos told me that he has a tzad that at the same time the motto not to change in Shabbos. But the other ones, he holds you allowed to change in Shabbos. Now, here's again a machlekes. So by me it's possible that it's also nicht alle am maskim, but bedacht sich bedacht machmir sein auf them. Everyone goes to the shower. Now around the showers they have curtains, so plastic curtains. Now most of these plastic curtains, the mahalach is they have like a little hooks from plastic that you just, you know, you put it. I don't know how you. Everyone knows what is a curtain in the shower. Now so around the card like is a kind of piece of metal. And on them, straight or two sides, and you buy this plastic thing, and you know, you put like little rings, and there's some halach that it goes on top. The shaila is if you're allowed to put it in Shabbos or not. Or the marshal of, you know, who are the to do it in Shabbos. But a lot of time, you know, they start to fall off the hook, and they come into the bathroom, and it's, you know, it's half hanging a hair, half hanging a hair. You just want to 1, 2, 3, you know, you misunder it. To what? And the rings that it will hang, and it will hang on the thing. Doesn't make a difference if to put the to put that the curtain will be connected on the ring that connected to that little piece of metal. Pashtus could be its boina. And the zogim efshar is a mocker to be making. Chveisnish. I think it's kedai to be careful. Now, as another zach that this is also lekule alme. And even that people could have a mistake from Mishnah Berurah, but it's Nishtazay. The curtains that we have in our days for nice, what people have in the windows, you're not allowed to change the curtains in Shabbos. Again, there's Mashmoros in Mishnah Berurah, but I'm saying again, this Zach, I don't want to go into the Pratim. Maisa to change the curtains. I'm not speaking, I want to explain to you. It's a Turei Chetimtze. A lot of times, it could be Nogat to every one of you. You're going for somewhere for Shabbos. They put you in a room. No, you go to the tris already years is not working. Maisa, it's sunny, and you know you want to go to rest in the afternoon. You take a blanket, you put it on top of the top, and it covers. This is not a problem at all. Or even if they have there a curtain, you just take the curtain, you put it on, it's not a problem. Or you make a mechitza. We're speaking on curtains that people are putting ba'ifen kavua in the house. Nice curtains that go on the windows. These curtains, it's called boine. Why it's boine? How it goes, you have like a, it's like a kind of metal that goes like a circle, and you know, you hook it inside a little place. But this is boine. Boine doesn't have to be that to break it you need a sword. You take it out, to pull it out. But again, while it's connected to a mechubar lekarka, and mechubar lekarka, any connecting that is dear for stay is called. The mushroom, we'll see later, if Lama Zara prison has a little dollhouse. So maybe to put on the curtain on that, could be, would that be boine? We'll see later. But in a house, in a mechubadik house, to put a zak curtain in the mokim kavua, it's called boin.
It comes off. It's made to come off.
It's made to come off, but in the time that it's there, it's chelik from the binyan. Dino, I will explain. You're asking good, what is the difference of the picture? The picture is not a part of the wall. He's on the wall for a picture. I said, also, Chabish can get a feeling about it. But this is what they say. A curtain, this is the house, it's a curtain. It's a part. It's connected. This is. It's not a fan. It's a curtain for a picture. There. This is chelik from the house. It's a curtain. Now, there's a big machlekes of Shmuel Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv, and it's nogea very much. We'll go with Kaseida. It's nogea in two zachen be'etzim. It's nogea in the towels and the shivas, and it's nogea in the poroiches and the oron hakodesh. You're allowed to change in yeshivas towels. I mean, b'derech klal, they have these long towels, like, you know, sewed into each other, has like a hook, and you change the towel. Same thing, the paroiches is also gebayt on the same idea. Now the shaila is, you're allowed to change it, or you're not allowed to change it in Shabbos. What is the suffix? What is the suffix? It's two kind. I'll start with towels. It's two kind of towels. You have, I don't know, that stick. You know, yeshiva towel near the dining room. How they, and what it's connected. They make it that people could roll it and change it the whole time. So it's a stick, circle stick that is like could turn, and the sides is connected, and you have a towel. Now, there's two kind of ways how to have it. The simplest way is you have a stick, It's similar to the idea that you have in a closet, a stick, and you just pull it up, you take out the towel, and you put it back. These things you're allowed to do in Shabbos. Likula alma, you're allowed to change them in Shabbos. The same thing if the paroiches hook is the same idea, likula alma. Even as the Bariashi says, if a lot of places they have a lack, right, that they don't want the oilam to change it, to take the towels, say it, but it's not kavua. Even though when the lack is there, no one can open, I mean, what would be, Blue Yitzur, you have these new ones that they have like screws in the side. Not like screws, I don't know how to say it, but you screw it in. So you can't pull it out. You turn it a couple times and it goes out. Rebbe Yashiv holds you're not allowed to change it in Shabbos. The same thing in the paroiches. The nefkmina is if the paroiches fall. But this is what happened in Ber Yankiv 2 weeks ago. No, Rebbe Shmuel was very sick. It was 4 o'clock by night, it was mamish. They woke up the Holy Shiva, they were davening. In the middle of davening, the paroiches fell from the Aron HaKodesh. Second after it, they came in and the neshama came. Or the Yitzias neshama. So the Shaila is allowed to put a new paroiches on? So this is the Shaila. Rabbi Yashiv holds, if you have to screw it in, you can change the paroiches. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in Kulteira we had one that you had to screw in. We took Rabbi Shlomo Zalman there, and he said, you're allowed to. This you're allowed to. It's made to open and close. He said, this is a door. I said, okay, this, you're allowed to. As Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach gives up. Shower curtain is not made to change. Pareches is made to change. Yom Tov one, weekday one. It's not a kavua di kezach. Fakat. In the shower, if it will stay clean, they will hope it will stay forever there. Shem Zalman says, a zach that breaks with the time, it's hezlishke not kavua. Das is kavua. But Shem Zalman said, what you said, a place that take Lama Zogun, they never change the pareches. Only Lama Zogun, or Shoshone, Yom Kippur, or Yom Tov, but they never change the pareches. Shem Zalman said, take that it's better take not to change it over Shabbos. Even that he says that it's muta. But if the taket, like Shem Zalman said, if the taket might be not to change it, Shem Zalman said it's better taket not to change it in Shabbos, to try to do it before. Now, there's another machlekes. It's not so negia be'etzim, because in Shabbos anyway it's not practical. And I don't know how it goes in America, but in Eretz Yisrael, in the bathrooms, you have toilet paper. Now the toilet paper comes in a roll, and there's a white little stick that the roll of the toilet paper goes on. The mahalach is, the stick is a little bit bigger from the place than it has to be. It has a spring, you pressure it, and it goes in. From the Zalman holds, you're allowed to take it in and out in Shabbos. You have to know when it's negia, because the toilet paper is not cut. Rebbe Yashiv holds that you're not allowed to take out that stick in Shabbos. And for sure you're not allowed to put it back. It's boina. So this is a chelik of the tzura of the binyan. The person comes and it's missing. Something is missing here. So it means this is the tzura of the binyan. I can't say it's deiraisa, but he holds the maisa not to take it in and out in Shabbos. So you ask him why different parochas. Rabbi Yashiv explained the same thing. He said the one that is screwed, you're not allowed to take, the pressure that puts it in, it's ke'ilu kavua b'chayzek inside. Parochas is not kavua b'chayzek. If it's screwed and it's like also, these the little shpitzim go inside, it's kavua, maybe it's called boin. Now, it goes weiter. They have a lot of times, especially in Diris and Bochrim, you could buy, this is a kula. You could buy these hooks, you put in back of the doors, like a plastic, and you hang it in the door, and you have like 4 or 5 hooks. Again, myself, I didn't understand like that, but this is what all the priests can say, that you're allowed to put it on and off in Shabbos. Even at Lemaise, you leave it there for a long time. If it doesn't break, you will leave it. It breaks, but Lemaise, but they say that, it's not a part of the door. The whole idea of this Zach is that you could come to a place and you don't have to screw things, and you could put something and you could take it up. The chefs of the idea is that it's not a connector. This is the whole concept. These people that are made a zach, that you don't have to screw and you don't have to connect, and you could put it there. Now, another kule, different svarim, b'shem Reb Nissim, karelitz, you have in the houses swings. People have a swing. Now the little kid is crying, he wants to go on the swing. Now, it's not connected to the swing. You have to put it on. So there's three kinds of swings that you have. There's one that you have already the whole time inside the door, inside the house, like a metal that's already connected. And like the swing comes with like two rings, you hang it on, and people can hang. The place can say, if it's inside the house, you're allowed to put it on Shabbos. Because no one puts it by even kavua, it blocks the way. If it's in the chotzer, then sometimes you put it on and it stays. Then you're not allowed to put it on in Shabbos, even if you plan to take it off. Now, there's another kind of swing that you don't connect it. It's like it catches on two of the sides, on top of the door. It comes like with a pressure. That's like it closes on top, kilo. So Reb Nissim Karelitz says that again, you're allowed to do it, even that it puts together. Again, why? Because it's put in a place that is not sad that you're doing it to be a part of the house. That no one can go into the room. So it's, but everyone is masking that Louis Tzur, you have a swing that you screw into the wall, even if you can take it out, you're not allowed to do it. It's the same thing. A lot of times you don't want the kids to go up the steps, so you have these gates. So it's the same idea. If these gates, you just with pressure put them on the wall, you're allowed to put them on Shabbos. If you have to screw them into the wall, if you most place them, you cannot put them on Shabbos. Most of them, they don't screw in. They just, you screw it very strong, it catches. But if you have to screw it in, you're not allowed to do it. Now, Likule Alma is also, a lot of times, you go on a dira in your own house, and one of the tiles is sticking out. So, like a little bit of bump. So you just, you know, you give it a zetz, it goes down. Plus it's Baina Deiraisa. The Gemara calls it, in the Lashon Chazal, it's called a Shvuya Gumus. It was the same idea. Not allowed to bang it down, but it will be back in place. Okay, this is Pasha. Another chetimtza that happens in Eretz Yisrael, in most of the houses, they have tiles on the floor, and around the tiles, that we don't want the water to make the wall, to spoil the walls, is little pieces of tiles. You don't have it, but they have what? Panels, little panels. Sometimes the panels fall down. You're not allowed to pick it up in Shabbos, even with your foot, and put it back into place. Even if you're not connecting it, it's called boine. Why? The same idea. While you want it to be stuck there, so this is boine. If it falls back and forth, and it's time in the meantime, and you're just putting it in the meantime, you're allowed to. Yeah, if you're just putting it for the hour, you're allowed to. But I'm saying, if most times you just put it there and can stay there for a couple of weeks after it. So this is called bait. Okay, these are the halachas of pshutas. Let me get a little bit weiter. This is a big halacha. It was a big vikuach. I remember a couple of times by Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Auerbach, arguments because Rabbi Avadah Yosef was a shtick of machmer in it, Rabbi Shmuel Zalman was a shtick of mormekel. A person has a Rav Bariach door. Most of the doors today already get Rav Bariach. Good doors. The mahalach of Rav Bariach is, you put a key, from all different sides, pieces of metal start to go. Right, one to the floor, one to the side. This is the way that it goes. Now, a lot of times, you try to close the door, it's a gate nisht. You look, and the hole in the floor is full, it got dirt. Now, you can't close the door. And the mahalach is, if you can't close the bottom one, you can't close the other ones also. It's nisht going to do it without this one. So, it's connected, as I say. Other outs, other goings. Now the shaila is, if you're allowed to take a spoon or something, and just to clean it out. So pashas are often the gemara that you're not allowed. Tzino sha'olu b'kaskasim, the gemara speaks about a drainer, time chazal, and it got full with dirt. Osu lefanoise b'Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman says like this, it's totally. If it got really full with mud and stuff, you're not allowed to open it in Shabbos. But sometimes you have, you know, like the kids have these little, how do you call them? What?
Marbles.
One of the marbles falls inside. Right, so you also can't close the door now. So Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to. The marble didn't become a part of the floor. If dirt, heavy dirt, stuff, or even Lamazong is not even marble, it's little papers and little schmants, but you could blow it, you could push it. What the Gemara says that it's boine, if something is really stuff inside. About different chidush. But let me get one a little bit more lemaisa. Is the isu? Let me get a shtickle isu. Lemaisa, you're not allowed to take out a door in Shabbos. The person has a door, right? You could just take it out and put it back. Is isu boine to take it off, and the isu seisa and the isu boine to put it back. And lemoshul, sometimes the door in the mistake falls off. You're not allowed to put it back in Shabbos. The Zelbezach, a window. You're not allowed to take, Bochim don't know that, you come, it's very warm. You just take off the windows on Shabbos. Melocha Deiraisa. Seisa Veboine. The same thing. Not to open, to take it off the... Who takes off a window? Some deers that's hot. One guy's closed, one guy opened, it comes out, the guy just takes it off, it's fine. Well, I'm saying, sometimes a person has a bed near the window. If they open the window, he gets bumped the whole time. So he takes it off.
Closet also.
Yeah, same thing you saw in the closet. If you take off the door, it's boina seisa. Now, the same thing, the handle. To take out the handle of a door, I'm saying, you know, you don't want the other guy to come in, you just pull away the handle. Does it say so? Or to put back the handle is boine. Now some people are machmir, even a lot of times the handle is going to fall off soon, right? So if you put it chazak, it doesn't fall off. So the sefer binyan Shabbos, the time is you're not allowed to put it chazak back because you mechazik the binyan. Now the same thing, you have a lot of classes, this happens a lot, that, you know, moving doors, a lot of times the moving doors fall off the place. Again, to put them back in Shabbos is boina v'seisa. Only if it's such a moving door that falls off the whole time. And they have these shvachik classes, like every touch, they go out of place, the moving doors. So that's heidishkin boina v'seisa.
A handle that falls off
all the time? Oh, a handle that falls off the whole time, if it's over 30 days, you're allowed to put it back in. But if it's already 30 days like this, falls in and out, you're allowed to put it back, but not to stuff it. I know. You're just allowed to put it back. But if you put it back, you have to take care of it, then you're not allowed to put it back. Same thing in the sink. We'll get in a second. Now, a lot of times the tris doesn't work in Shabbos. You come, you want to close down the tris. The blind doesn't go. So the halacha is like this. You're not allowed to fix it. Now, it's a couple of chetimtzis. If it breaks completely, for sure you're not allowed to fix it. Sometimes, you know, someone pulls up and this runs back, disappears, it goes up. So as one mahalach, you put your hand and you pull it and you help it. This you're allowed to do. But sometimes it runs up that it went out and decides, you know, it's two lines of metal where the trees has to go down. So sometimes it just went up over the window, but it's in the right place yet. You just have to give it a pull. Sometimes it already disappeared inside. You have to come and you have to misader it to find him. This is the Isul Baina in Shabbos. The same thing, you're not allowed to open the box which closes the tris in Shabbos. You have a box, not if you have screws for sure, even if you don't have screws, you have like hooks that you could open, four hooks, and you can take it off, but it's not meant to be open in Shabbos, you're not allowed to do. The same thing if the screen falls off in Shabbos, you're not allowed to put them back in. Now, a person gets stuck in a room in Shabbos. The lock broke. So Me'ikar Rabini has to stay there for the whole Shabbos. You're not allowed to break out the door. If it's a little kid's Pekoach Nefesh, but a normal person gets stuck in a room in Shabbos, the place can break down, you're not allowed to break the door, you have to stay there for the whole Shabbos. Sometimes, B'Shas HaTchak, Zeichatimtze to do it with a guy. But with a Yid, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to ask someone, kick the door and broke the door. First, it's Soyser, it's a Melocha. And it could be he's Metakim because he's helping you to get out. So the only way is, sometimes B'Shas HaTchak, Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a chidush. And this a lot of people don't know, but let me get what's said in Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says if a person has a table and has a drawer inside the table, you're not allowed to take out the drawer and put it back in Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says like this. If the drawer has a tefach, the drawer is a tefach, the Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to put it back and take it out. Now, the Val, I'm talking about a table, not about a closet. In a second, we'll get to the closet. The Mishnah Berurah says it's mitzad oil. Mitzad oil. You're doing oil. You have to understand, this shaila could be the second negeah in our days. It's very, very practical, this halacha, and I want a little bit to be malchiv. You have these kettle plastic drawers, you know, four or five drawers, one on top of each other. And someone pulls it out, and the drawer goes out. Melocha b'shegeg. Now the shayla is, he's allowed to put it back. So the Mishnah Berurah spoke about a table. We'll see in a second, maybe these drawers are better, maybe they are worse. But on a table, the Mishnah Berurah says, the ma'isa, not to put it back. You're not allowed to take it. You're not allowed to take it out completely, you're not allowed to put it back. Now, I want first, and the same thing, first to go to speak about closets. Now, a closet, b'derech klal, I'm speaking now on big closets, on shelves, and all these ach. They have a din of a karka. You're allowed to take out a drawer in the closet and put it back in Shabbos or not. So it's two kind of drawers. It's drawers that you pull out and they just go out. You put back and they go in. You have drawers, most drawers today, they make it with like a little trick that when you come till the end, it doesn't pull out. You have to press in the side two little pieces to make it to go out. The one that you have to press a little piece to go out, lekule alma, you're not allowed to take it out on Shabbos and to put it back. If you did it, it's like like driving a car on Shabbos. It's zbayin v'saisa. People don't know that. So the bottom drawer gets stuck, you know, you take it out, you put it back, you misalter it. So that the drawer just misses a little bit, you know, you can't close it, too much shoes in the back, try to fix it. This is a melacha d'oraisa. Now, this has been out the shaila from the Mishnah Berurah, that if it's a tefach, you're making a oil. Like this, if it has a little piece that you have to catch in the kitchen cabinets, also you have the same thing. It has something that catches it, it's an issue to take it in and out. If it doesn't have that, like the old kitchens, you just could pull out the drawer. If you pull too much, it just falls, you know, most of the dearest. You just pull the drawer, it goes to you. So the shaila is, so Rabbi Shimon Zalman was maker to put it back. Rabbi Eliashiv holds it's a shaila from Deiraisa. Put it back. So Rabbi Shimon Zalman, how I make it? The Chur, the Mishnah Berurah said not to take out a drawer from a table. It says in the table, when you take out the drawer, there's nothing left in the place of the drawer. The old tables, like it was a piece, like one drawer hanging. So maybe you're doing the oil. In the closet, the oil is there anyway. With one drawer, without a drawer, nish ala amaskim. So where's the nefkimine? The most of you have the little keter drawers. If it's a boy himself, again, Firbali Yashiv, you're never allowed to take out the drawer. And the Firbali Shem Zalman told you what kind of drawer it is, if it catches or not. But the shaila is if you have an isur oil to put these drawers back. So I'm saying, lemaisa, the b'neteira lekatchila yamachmir, not to be saying, lemaisa, and lekatchila not to put back drawers. I know to try to be marked in all these drawers, not to take out the drawer completely. The same thing is nugeya legabe shelves. Take the brush of this closet. So you have these shelves. You're allowed to take off a shelf and put it back in Shabbos? The answer is also. It's boina deiraisa. It's a connected place, and the drawer is staying here forever. If you have a closet that every second day you change the drawers, the shelves, so it's tolui. If it's loose, you could change them. If they're not loose, you're not allowed to change them. Now, me and my house is very negea. I have a closet with shelves like this. My kids use it. Sometimes, you know, the mistake, they take out one of the little pieces, it falls, and you know, it gets like ganze balagan. You want just to put it back. This is boina. It's moisif al abinyan. This is moisif al abinyan. You're not allowed to do that. Some people are machmir, the zel bezach legabi the fridge. You have pieces in the fridge. The fridge is our boim cell. So some people say, even the drawers in the fridge, you're not allowed to take in and out in Shabbos. Shabbos Zaman had a tzad that the drawer in the fridge maybe is easier. He says, here, some people nail the shelves in. Right? Some come that you could change the shelves, some come that you can't change. But no one will have a fridge that you can't change the shelves. You give it back to the company. Because the Ainu, it's made not to be kavua. The idea of the fridge, this is the box, and these move. So even if you want to leave the shelf here, Abazakim Shemazam and Lamashal, in the sides of the fridge, you have all different little pieces. For the eggs, the one that covers the egg, covers the butter, the one that holds the drinks in the side. These things, if they fall off in Shabbos, you're not allowed to put them back. It's a boina. Could be a melacha de'iraisa. He says, Abba le'maisa, it's made to be the lo'erich man, and people don't know. Could be a melacha de'iraisa. Could be a melacha de'iraisa. Now, the stick, the marshal, the place that you hang clothes inside the closet, you have that little stick inside. So you're allowed to take out that stick in Shabbos or not? The better question is, how are you allowed to? You know, you had a lot of coats, you tried to take out the coats, and you know, it's not, it doesn't go, you just pull out the whole coat, and the stick comes out also. Now, you know, you don't know what to do, but you went to visit someone, you pulled out a couple coats with a stick. So the halacha is like this. If it's a place that the whole time it comes in and out, but most places these things don't come in and out. So if it's very loose, it's a mocker to be maker to put it back. But if it's not loose, you know, you have to stuff it in, it's also melacha deraisa to put it back. It's boina. You moisif al abinyan. Now, and the toilet, the seat of the toilet. So people have to know this. Amelocha deiraisa, if the seat fell off, and you want to put it back, or to screw the little two white pieces that catch it, or to mechaven it, you know, you make them a little bit crooked. Everyone knows, and you put it to chab together. That's amelocha. It's mamish boina. To put it without that, some people are makel, and some people are machmir. Lemaisa b'shas atchag covered abrias. You could be making just to put it on, not even to try. Not even close to the pieces, just... Now, there's another issue. A lot of times in the diras, you know, when you want to wash the water away, you have like a plastic thing you pick up and the water goes in. Mishael, if you're allowed to open it and close it in Shabbos, boina. So, the pashas is boina. So it's totally. Rabbi Azriel Erbach Zok Tazay. If in this dira, every couple of days they pick it up and they close it, when they do sponge, the whole time they do the sponge, so you're allowed to. But sometimes people have one in the bathroom or somewhere, but they're glad they don't open it. Now, punk is a flood. What do you do? It was a year ago, I went, no, 2 years ago, went Shabbos to Ezra Steyr. My mishpocha, I had an ufa of a mishpocha. Someone gave us this new nice apartment, you know, they made Shiputzim Dalton, so the stay at 37, I think, 31 it was. Kids are, I go to davening, my kids come calling me, it's raining inside the house. Kids, I come back to the house. There's like 5 centimeters of water in the whole house already. From the ceiling, just water is coming down. Go upstairs, the neighbors, everything is dry. You know, it's getting to the bed. So my wife told me, no problem, just open the little holes, you know, all over the, every room is like, you know. And look, I said, Melach de Reise, I can't open that. So she wanted me to push it to the porch. There's flowers outside, you know, I can't water the garden. So what do you do? I'm saying, a person has a dira, normally you ask me, what is the nafkamina, manafshach, when to open it? The house is flooding with water. And water is coming down. We didn't know from where it's coming down yet. In the end, Stanley, Kashadvog, we found out that they had in the bathroom there, as I, you know, they had these water spritzes. And my kid opened it. And, you know, it went to the ceiling. No one knew from where it's coming. And, you know, water was coming down. So I didn't know what to do. So the mice, I came. I went to the one of the halls there, and I took an Arab. Okay, so we closed the water with the hole. And I told him if he could make me a favor to collect the water with cups and pour it to the bathroom. Look at me. I thought, please do it. You know? He says, you crazy? He takes a sponge stick and he starts to pour the water outside. He says, you mind? I say, do what you want. The child says, I didn't ask him to pour it to the gina. I asked to take away the water. He let say atzmo, it's easier for him. Does me talk? I asked him to collect every drop, you know. I will pay him. I have a shower with the umasada. Now, by him, it's easier to throw it out. Then he figured out that he could open the hose. So he opened the hose. But this is the reason people have to know the melachas de reise. People don't know, and these alochas are very protestic. If a person doesn't know the alochas, he could be nichshol. Say, we spoke today about binyan bekarka. Binyan bekarka is not so motzi. In every door, you have to find lemoshul. Could be a shayla lemoshul. They have these big, you know. Rav Shlomo Zalman speaks another shayla. A person has in his kitchen, the sink gets stuck in Shabbos. This is there's three things that get stuck. The toilet could get stuck in the sink. Rabbi Vader Yosef was very machmer. You can't fix it in Shabbos. Sino shalom bekaskasim. Say gemara. Mefurush gemara b'vadei time. Sino shalom bekaskasim. This man a tzinoil shalom bekaskasim. Let's do it. Shem Zaman said, why are you allowed to wash a cup? Tzinoil shalom bekaskasim. You have a cup. It looks like a tzinoil, right? It's like a pipe, and there's a lot of dirt inside. You're not allowed to wash it. Tzinoil shalom bekaskasim. Like Shem Zaman. Teres, as you said, it's a dirt in the cup. I'm washing the cup. I have a dirt in the pipe. I'm washing the pipe. So what is the ghetto, Shlomo Zalman says? He says, if it's very, very stuck, that you need to use like this metal machine, you're not allowed to use it in Shabbos. That's not electric, yeah, this metal. But Lama Zog, and you just like, they have like a pump. This you're allowed to use in Shabbos. This thing, Shlomo Zalman said, these are the ghetto. So you need a little bit sucking back and forth. Alamosha, you push your hand in the toilet, you push your hand inside, you're allowed to. You know, you're yeshiva bachrim, so you don't understand. A person is in his house, the mice, both toilets, or one toilet, how much he has, gets stuck. What he does? Doesn't say, yeah, you know, you have to do something in Shabbos. Now, the shayla, is he allowed to or not? Some people in Bnei Brak are very machmir, they hold it to melacha de'iraisa. Shem Zalman says, if you could do it on your own, yes. If you have to take a piece of metal, you're not allowed to. Aber Moshe, Shem Zalman, lekula alme, you're not allowed to go to the sink, right? Everyone knows if it's stuck, you can open the bottom of the sink and out the gate always. This you're not allowed. That's melacha de'iraisa. Because that pipe is not made to open. It's made to open when it's stuck. This is boine. But if you could with your hands go into the toilet or with a sucking to do on the sink, this you're allowed to do in Shabbos. That melacha you're allowed to do in Shabbos. Alamoshe, one more melacha could be negeah. A person has a flood. And it's chatzah. So what he could do? So you could put a couple pieces of stick and walk on it. Is he allowed to? There's another eight. You could take a couple of sacks of sand and pour in it, and it will dry. Again, it's not negah for every day. It's negah to a person that is making in his house Shabbat Sheva brachas, in his garden. They have a nice Shabbat Shabbat brachas. And the chmeis was raining overnight. Baruch Hashem, now it's a nice weather. It's mamish like in the middle, like a whole little puddle. It's mamish bizarre, and he doesn't know what to do. So he wants to take a couple sacks of sand. And to pour it. You're not allowed to do that. Because, again, you're making your floor higher. You're allowed to put a piece of stick there because it doesn't become a part of the floor. So I'm saying, in Baina, a person every time has to measure. You have to know, it's different clothing. Sometimes it's mutter, sometimes it's asr. The Moshe, I'll give you two more examples that is asr lekule alme. A lot of people have a sink. I don't know if the diras, if the bochim have it, but in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of sinks have it. You have the sink, so we have two taps, like a piece of metal. Then, you put like a little plastic that makes the water to go down straight. Like a little pipe that goes on top of the sink.
Nozzle.
What?
Nozzle.
A nozzle? What color? Now, you're not allowed to put it on Shabbos. It's boina. You say, what it is? I'm just flipping it on. This is boina. Why? It's very soft. It just goes on. This is called boina. Because you mechaber a zach to dover a kavua. Don't say it's binyan. Saying in Kalim, it's much more nagah. If you're allowed to open a carriage, if you're allowed to open a bed, if you're allowed a soul shaker, if you're allowed to close it, and not if it's boina or not boina, this is where the hard zach and metalically. And binyan be Kalim. But binyan be karka, this when a person doesn't know, you have to be careful.